The word today is evil. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. Every believer knows about the evil that exists in the world and how important it is to combat that evil. Here to provide some victorious advice for us from God's Word is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Evil.
On our last program, I ran out of time, and I promised to pick that thought up again at the following program. And so here we are. In case you're listening and you didn't hear our last program, I want to just repeat the premise that we were talking about. And that was a discussion about why God lets or permits evil to coexist here on the earth with the good. You know, you sometimes hear people say, well, why doesn't God just destroy the devil and eliminate all evil? Well, the answer to that generally, and the simplest answer, is to explain that God wants us to love him. You cannot force someone to love you. You have to have a free will in order to love. You have to choose to love someone, and God wants us to love him. He doesn't want us to be robots without a free will. And so there has to be a choice. And so evil continues to exist. And we were discussing the parable in Matthew, the 13th chapter, verse 24 to 30. Take a look at that. Matthew 13, verse 24 to 30. It's the parable of the weeds and the grain, and how the workers for this farmer were saying, well, we could go out and pull out the weeds. And he says, no, don't do that. Because you might accidentally, while you're pulling out the weeds, you might pull out some of the good grain. And he didn't want any of the good grain to be lost. And that it reveals the love of God. He doesn't eliminate evil because he knows some of those people are going to repent and be saved. And he wants them to be saved and not destroyed. So God is letting us have a free will to make a decision. As a matter of fact, as I mentioned on the last program, the only free people in the entire world are Christians, are believers. Those that are enslaved and under the control of evil under Satan don't even have a free will. They think they do. That's the deception of the devil. But the truly free person is the one who can choose between good and evil. And in that process, you understand how stupid it would be to choose to go to hell, to choose to disbelieve, to reject forgiveness. That would really be stupid. A person can do it. If a person wants to go to hell, they sure can. But the choice is also there to believe and accept in Jesus Christ and know that he is your Savior and welcome him into your life because he has miraculously converted you. You have the new birth. You have the conversion experience if you're a believer, and God has given you the gift of salvation. Now, as we were working on that premise, I used the illustration, and I probably should repeat it again in case you weren't listening last time. There was a scene in a food court in one of the cities that my wife and I visited during vacation. And she likes to go off and shop, sometimes for hours. So I sit in the food court or on a bench somewhere in the mall and read a book and wait for her to finish her shopping around. She just loves that. And while I was in the food court, I saw a woman probably in her mid-30s having a terrible struggle going down the aisle of the mall and several hundred feet away, and a young punkish boy, probably 11, 12 years old, somewhere in that area, was yanking at her arm and yelling at her just terribly. And finally, he took his hand and made a fist and hit her right in the abdomen, right in the stomach. And boy, that was it for me. I jumped up from the food court and I walked out into the mall where they were. And I leaned over into the ear of the boy and I said, "You shape up and obey your mother or I'll knock your head off." I whispered that into his ear, loud enough for him to hear, but the mother didn't hear what I said. And boy, the kid looked at me. You know, I'm a pretty big individual, 6'2", 280 pounds. You know, I'm huge. And the kid looked at me and he panicked. He shaped up immediately. And so I went back and sat down. There's a little more to this story. About a half hour later, the mother and her boy were walking past the food court again. And he was so nice. He was holding the hand of his mother, and his eyes were on me. He was watching me. And I used that illustration from real life to illustrate it. There's no trick in teaching a kid to obey. A kid that age or smaller, you can threaten them. Some people try to bribe them, you know. You behave and I'll give you $5 or whatever it is, you know. And what I wanted you to understand was there's no trick in getting people to obey. The trick is helping a child want to obey, to desire to obey. And then when they go off to college and there's no authority around, the parents aren't around, there isn't anyone like Paul Schrader to threaten them, you know, as a little kid or something. And the point I'm making is they then need to want to obey, need to understand the importance of desiring to obey. Now, in the same way in the life of a Christian, you see, we are free to disobey, aren't we? Is there anyone going to stop you? You know, there's some types of law that are external. Now, like we all know what stoplights are, and we obey them, don't we? Especially if there's a policeman at the corner or the intersection. We follow the rules. We stop on red. We go on green. We all do that. Now, it's not because we're such marvelous citizens and expert drivers. It's because we know what would happen if we disobeyed the law. We would get hit with a ticket. We would be slammed with an expensive ticket, and we don't want that to happen. And so we're very obedient. Now, just back to this illustration I used, in the same way that we should choose to follow the will of God and to love Him and His will, in the same way, instead of only having the external control, you know, like traffic laws and all the laws that we have externally that we obey, there ought to be within the Christian a free internal compulsion, an internal desire that says, I choose to be obedient. I choose to keep God's commandments. I choose to live the way God wants me to live. Now, God just doesn't put us out there and let us wander around. He helps us. And I believe, for one thing, read Galatians 5. That's a beautiful, beautiful chapter. And I hope you jotted down Matthew 13, verse 24 to 30. And as a matter of fact, the explanation in Matthew 13 is verse 36 to 43. We don't have to wonder what it means. We are told what it means. But in Galatians 5, we are told some things that will help us in this freedom, in this pursuit of freedom. One of the things is God's love. God is living within the believer. And when you experience the love of God, His forgiveness, the fact that He protects you and takes care of you, how many dozens of times have you seen God protect you in situations that were almost a calamity and God spared you? God's love is so overwhelming. The scriptures say that He first loved us so that we could be enabled to love each other. He wants us to pass that love along. Now, there should be an internal desire within us, as Christ lives within us, internally to have a compulsion to say, I want to show God's love because I know He really loves me. Now in Galatians, by the way, that's verses 13 to 15 in Galatians. Go to Galatians 5, the whole chapter I'm dealing with here, verses 16 to 26. Galatians 5, 16 to 26, it says God's Spirit will be with us. Now, God's Word is an important part of the life of every child of God. And that word, God's Holy Spirit, accompanies and strengthens us and builds us up and gives us an impetus toward being obedient to him. Now, in Galatians 6, let's go into the next chapter. Galatians 6, verses 1 to 5, it speaks of fellowship. How wonderful the Christian fellowship is. We call that the church. When we go to a prayer meeting, when we go to worship on a Sunday morning, when we go to a Bible study, maybe we have a problem. Maybe we need the prayers of our fellow Christians, and we share this difficulty. We share this temptation that's happening in our lives. We share the problem, and they comfort us. They strengthen us. They encourage us. This is all part of internally causing us to choose to be obedient to God, to choose good over evil. In chapter 6, verses 7 to 10, there's a little parable there, and it's so completely understandable. It says you're going to reap what you sow. You sow weeds, you're going to reap weeds. You sow good grain, you're going to reap good grain. You sow tiny, tiny little patch, your harvest is going to be tiny, tiny, tiny. You sow abundantly and generously, your harvest is going to be abundant and generous. You know, the subject of stewardship, I think, is explained so easily here. You're stingy and miserly with God and you hardly give anything. How can you, in your right mind, expect abundant blessings? When you sow generously and you are loving in your giving, the harvest will be great for you. Just take a look at the scriptures on that subject, and it makes it abundantly clear. Well, I hope you're the type of person that not only obeys the external laws just because of the threat and the rules, but I hope you are a child of God, that he lives within your heart and life, and that through his love and through his Holy Spirit, through his word, through the fellowship of the Holy Christian Church, you have an inside, internal compulsion to love him and serve him.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We always appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We would really enjoy hearing from you, so why don't you take a moment and write us a note today? And when you write, be sure to request the booklet by Pastor Paul Schrader entitled Judgment. A foundational belief of the Christian faith is that Jesus Christ will come again to judge the living and the dead. A promise of doom to the unbeliever, but of great hope to the believer. So write today for your free copy of Judgment. Our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Please remember that your financial gift helps this program to stay on the air. Also, your free will offerings help us add new stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. You may be interested to know that we also broadcast in 46 foreign languages. Please pray that God will help us continue to expand. Once again, our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Every week at this time, we bring you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your life. We hope you'll join us again next week for The Word Today.